Reish Lamed Beis Ches, Rabbi Levi ben Chaviv. He was the Rav in Yerushalayim.
Rabbi Levi ben Chaviv not only refused to accept the smicha for himself, he opposed the entire idea. He said he's not certain that the Rambam is correct, and even if the Rambam is correct, now is not the time and they are not the people. And this brought about a dispute, and the dispute was a very bitter and protracted one about the renewal of the Sanhedrin, about the renewal of the smicha. And most of the great rabbis outside of Israel opposed it. And Rabbi Yaakov Beirav says he doesn't care what anybody outside of Israel says because they have no voice in the matter. He only cares about those who are inside of Israel, and since the majority of those who lived inside of Israel were in favor of it, so he was willing to defend what he had done. However, and it's a big however, the Sanhedrin can only have authority if the people are willing to accept what it says. There is no, the Jewish people did not possess an army, nor a police force, nor any other method of enforcing any decision, except the fact that the public was willing to live by the decision. The public was willing to grant the decision makers the authority to say that what they said would be the law. And if you had now such a strong opposition, if you had such a people of such quality as Reb Levi ben Chaviv who refused to accept the authority of the Sanhedrin, so then in effect any chance for the acceptance of the Sanhedrin by the Jewish people went to glimmering. There was no chance, because every decision would be disputed. And instead of it being the unifying force, instead of it being the positive force that Rabbi Yaakov Beirav intended it to be, it would instead turn out to be terribly divisive, negative, and cause all sorts of problems. So in effect, what happened was that all of those who received the smicha, again, did not grant it to anyone else. So the smicha died again. And the original people to whom the smicha was granted, for instance, Rabbi Yosef Karo, it seems clear from some of his tshuvas in the Avkas Rochel and in other svarim that he felt that the smicha was valid. But it also seems clear that he was not willing to wage a tremendously divisive battle in order to have it accepted and enforced. And because of it, therefore, the smicha died with them. It's interesting to note, just to note in passing, that in 1948, when the State of Israel was reestablished, there were certain rabbis who again called for the reestablishment of the Sanhedrin, the reestablishment of the smicha of the Sanhedrin. And again, it met with a great deal of opposition within Israel and almost unanimous opposition from outside Israel. And again, therefore, the idea never got off the ground. Though there are very interesting essays that were written about the idea. The late Chief Rabbi Herzog, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, wrote extensively regarding the matter, as did other Rabbonim. Rabbi Herzog, even though he was the Chief Rabbi, was not in favor of the idea. Both because of halachic and because of other practical reasons. But in any event, we see that the idea still exists. The idea still was present amongst the Jewish people.